Hello, and thank you for joining in. It's Monday, September 10th. Welcome back to our podcast. It's me, Kia.
And it's me, Tina.
And today we're going to be talking about trusting the process.
Yes, the process. And how would we define the process solely?
So we would define it as, the experiences in life, growing through life, the growth, the ups and downs that comes with life. The roller coaster effect, as we may call it, or just the ebbs and the flows, the balance, the teeter-totter effect. When you're going through life, you have to go through the process of getting to where you're supposed to go to reach that ultimate version of yourself, or the best version of yourself, or accomplishing the goals that you have in life, who you want to become, and just the everyday things that may have come, that come to put those obstacles out there to, challenge you to make you become prepared for who you're supposed to become in life.
Yep, I agree. Who you need to be, what needs to be done, and another thing that we say all the time solely is what's meant for you will always be for you.
And nothing.
And
God
only
can
God
take
can,
that from you.
yes. And
Yes.
only God can take that away, So, that comes with that process, being a better person, growing, because in life is about growing. You have to grow with life, and you don't know who else is looking at you, learning from you, your knowledge, your wisdom. And it comes all with the process. And things can be very, very difficult when you're in that process or when you're in that path. Some there's times I wake up, I don't even want to wake up in the morning times because things can be so hard and difficult, but it comes to my mind like, okay, I got to do this. This is a part of my growth. This is a part of my everyday being. So I have to do this. And the process can be very scary and difficult, but it's something we just have to do.
Exactly. And everybody here on Earth has a purpose. Everyone here has a certain aspiration or a goal or something they want to obtain in life, something they want to accomplish within themselves, and getting to that point, you're going to hit a lot of bumps in the roads. You're going to fall down. You're going to have to dust yourself off. You're going to have to get back up, and you're going to have to keep going. And that is what we call trusting the process, going with the flow. Like, how many people out there looking at the Olympics who have to train and train and train, and they may pull a muscle here, they may, even break a bone here, but that's all comes with what they're aiming for, their target in life. They know they have to go through those challenges to become tougher, to become stronger, to get that extra layer of skin, that thick skin, to, be prepared for that ultimate level. Like, even like I like to say when I'm talking to my soulie here, when Mario, you're on that first level of Mario, you're gonna have to learn all the tricks. You're gonna have to learn how to jump. You're just gonna have to learn how to get over the little monsters that come on you at that level so you can get to the end of that board so you can go to the next level. I feel the exact same way about life. It's all different levels to this, and we're gonna have to, face our demons, face our fears. We're gonna have to face, everything that comes with going to the next level. You can stay scared, you can stay comfortable, you can stay in the house, away from everything, but at the end we know that that's not gonna bring us to where we're supposed to be going in life. That's not gonna bring us our purpose, our value, our fulfillment. You're gonna get stuck in the same stage forever, and that is not gonna create nothing but depression and anxiety. So you have to go with the flow of the life. Don't create that resistance, because the resistance that you put up against the flow, that is gonna cause you pain and suffering more than just trusting the process and just going out there knowing that, dang, today I might fall on my ass, but I'm gonna have to get back up.
Yep, you have to get back up. That's very important. Don't stay down there. Don't let people see you down there. Never give them that satisfaction. Smile, dust yourself off, and get right back up. Because every level, there's new devils,
Yes, yes,
and
yes. And I
you have to do it.
you really do. That comes with it. just becoming that better version of yourself. And I encourage you to do that. You know, don't mm-hmm. be afraid. Don't let the false evidence appearing real hold you back from becoming who you're supposed to become or doing everything you wanted to do. You know, I meet a lot of people here, you know, we're in the Midwest. We're in, you know, I'm Milwaukee over here, you know, and people, a lot of people are afraid to leave Milwaukee because, oh, if we go by the ocean, there's going to be a hurricane. Or if we go over here, we're going to experience this. Like, why are you letting that hold you back from traveling and seeing the world and feeling that feeling of seeing the most beautiful things that this earth has to give us? You know, like, why would you let something small like that hold you back? You know, it's all an illusion. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a part of the matrix, you know? So I encourage people to, you know, trust the process, live in the moment, don't create that resistance. Mm-hmm. You know, let that pain go. Let that suffering go. Don't live in yesterday's problems. Don't keep reliving the past. You know, don't, you know, be so much in the future and worry about how am I going to eat tomorrow? How am I going to make it tomorrow? Let tomorrow worry about itself. You just enjoy whatever you have in this moment. Be content in that, knowing that everything you need is supplied to you in this moment.
Yes.
You know, I agree. That, and if you don't do that, it creates lack. It creates stale waters, you know, and as we know, bacteria grows in stale waters. So why would you want to be in an infectious place? You know, go with the flow of the current, you know, like Bruce Lee says, be like water, you know, be flow, be the flow. Forget going with the flow, just be the flow, knowing that, you know, no matter what, it's ultimately going to be used for your good.
Yeah, that's so true. Why be a wave when you could be the whole ocean, you know?
Exactly. And that's what we ultimately are. You know, everything is connected. Everything that we ever once it's in, within us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
50 years down the line, when you finally accomplish everything you wanted to accomplish and you went through all your growth pains and your growth spurts and you got through everything, you're gonna look back and you're gonna be like, this is what I did it for, you know. Yeah, like
that's why I went through that. Okay,
you're not gonna be able to see it during the process, you know, but you're going to see it after, when you get to that point that you've been working so hard to get to.
Just, you know, there's going to be
all types of obstacles. There's going to be people, society, you know, there's so many things that can bring us down as humans, but we can't allow that to bring us down because we were put on this earth for something much more bigger. Yeah. You know, everything is everything happens for a reason. Yeah. You know, sometimes we want to fight those reasons. We want to find out the reason, but we can't because we're in the process. You have to wait, and then you'll see why you went through everything you went through.
You know, just like a picture, you're in the dark room and you got to wait for that picture to develop before you can see the end result of what the picture looks like. You know, you got to trust the process, you know, like a lot of people reference to it too. When the caterpillar goes into the cocoon, he doesn't know he's in the cocoon. He thinks he's dying. He doesn't know what's going on. But next thing he knows, he's a beautiful butterfly with all these colors in his wings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though you may feel like you're dying, because in the process, you may shed a couple different versions of yourself. You may let go of a couple different beliefs that you believe by. But, you know, that's all part of the process of going with the flow, trusting the process, becoming the ultimate versions. You know, we have to unlearn a lot of the things that were programmed into us to believe. And we have to differentiate what's wrong from right.
Exactly. And even, you know, back to the whole butterfly, what you were saying about the butterfly, even when the butterfly does come out of its cocoon, it still doesn't see the colors it has on her or him. You know, it doesn't see the colors, how beautiful it is. We're seeing it.
Yeah.
You know, they could just be flying around like, oh, okay, I got wings now, but don't see the beauty in it. You know, there's a beauty in this process.
Yes. And that goes back to enjoying the moment, enjoying the beauty in the process.
Mm-hmm.
You are the beauty in the process, you know, like the diamond has to go through the pressure before it can become the diamond.
Yes. Well, my soul used to always tell me, we're going through the refinery right now.
Yes.
When we get out of that refinery, we are going to be solid gold, beautiful, shining, you know, crystals, gems.
Pure gold. We're going to be worth our weight in gold. We already are. It's just we have to continue to trust that process. The kitchen might be hot right now, but that's okay because you're going to get through that moment. You're going to get through everything. You know, you just have to keep putting the best intentions out there.
Yes, good intentions.
Keep applying yourself. You know, don't give up on yourself. You know, don't give up on other people. You know, everyone, we're all going through different phases ultimately to reach our purpose. You know what I'm saying? Some people we may not be able to take with us into this next phase. They may not be ready. You know, that's a part of the process as well. That could be some of those growing pains as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that doesn't mean other people won't get there. You know, that goes back to what we talked about last week and, you know,
self-love. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yep. You have to love yourself in this process, too.
You really do.
You know, you're going to feel like you're alone. You're going to feel like there's nobody there. You know, you can have, you know, my soulie, she's my best friend. So there's times where when I'm in a mental state where I feel like I can't do something or, you know, like, oh my God, I don't want to do this anymore. I feel so alone. You know, I have my best friend. I can call her, but it's a process that we are all on our own, you know? So when you're feeling that way, it's not that, you know, you don't have anybody. It's not that nobody loves you or you're lonely. It's just, it's a process that you have to deal with on your own. You have to go through it. Yeah, you're going to have your best friend. She's going to have your back. She's going to give you advice. She's going to motivate you because that's what friends do. But at the end of the day, it's our own path. You have to walk that path by yourself.
Yep. Exactly.
No, and see the beauty in everything, even when the day is gloomy.
Yes, and going back to being nice to yourself while you're going through the process. Mm-hmm. Don't beat yourself up. Don't put yourself down. This is all something you're supposed to go through. You got to honor those feelings and let them go. Mm-hmm. You know, even if you feel like crying, like my soulie tells me, when I feel like crying, it's okay. You can cry, Kia. Let it out, but don't stay there. You let that flow, and then you just keep going. You keep pushing.
Yep, exactly.
You know, one step at a time. You got to be kind to yourself.
Yep, because once you're in that negative mindset, you know, when you're wanting to cry, wanting to yell, those are emotions and feelings. You got to let that flow. Let it come in and let it leave right how it came back in. You know, you got to let it flow. If you're stuck in that mentality, it's going to hinder your growth.
Yep.
Like, oh my God, I can't do this and I can't do that. Oh my God, I'm so stressed. I'm so this, I'm so that. Okay, you're taking all that time to realize and recognize that you're so stressed and that you're so down or you're so sad and depressed. But imagine if you took all that time to put it into something else, to trusting the process, to writing down, to, yes, reading, knowledge.
Yes, investing in yourself, strengthening those areas that you're questioning about, you know, seeing why you feel that way. You know, you're putting those limitations on yourself. You're creating that lack. You're putting those blockages up there. You're blocking your blessings from coming into you, and you're blocking your blessings from going back out into the world. You're becoming off balance.
Mm-hmm.
You have to stay balanced, you know?
Yin yang.
And that's going to create anxiety in your life. That's going to create depression in your life. That's going to uninspire you. It's going to stop motivating you. You know, you can't let yourself get into that state of despair. You know, give yourself that pep talk. Give yourself that pat on the back. Congratulate yourself. Be proud of yourself. You made it another day. You fought another fight. You know, the good fight. You know what I'm saying? You were strong. You kept your faith. You kept believing. You kept pushing. You kept giving in your all. You gave it your best. That alone, even if it may not seem like it's a lot to you, those are huge steps. It's so easy to give up, but you're deciding to keep going. You know, give yourself some love. Recognize that within yourself, you know?
Yes, pat in the back.
Pat yourself on the freaking back, dude.
Yep, because it's very important. You gotta be able to love yourself within the process. You have to be, we're our own worst critic, you know, we're our own worst critic as it is. We're constantly, you know, oh my God, I could have done this better. Oh my God, I could have done this. Yeah, you could have done that better, but guess what? You still did it though.
Yep. You did it how you did it.
Exactly.
And if you were supposed to do it a different way, recognize it would have been done that way.
Exactly.
So no, you just did it, and that's all that matters.
Yeah. Exactly. So the process can be very, very hard, but as long as, you know, you're aware, you got to be aware too. People got to be aware, awaken in the process, look at things for what it is. Don't try to repaint anything. You can't do that. You can't make something that's orange into, you know, what, green or white. It's already orange.
Yeah.
You know, you just got to let it go. Just keep going. Keep doing what it is that you want to do. Keep, you know, fighting that good fight, being a good person in the process. You know, as long as you're planting those seeds, even the smallest seeds create something beautiful and big.
Yeah.
You know, it's seeds. Got to keep planting those seeds.
That's life. Keep planting life within yourself. Don't speak death into yourself or put death into your reality, you know? Your thoughts create your reality. So don't create a depressing reality for yourself.
Exactly.
You know, go out in nature. You know, that's our natural environment.
Yes.
Go breathe in some fresh air. Go by the biggest body of water that you're around and just listen to it. You know, just come back in tune with yourself. Keep yourself grounded. Keep yourself balanced and know, one day at a time, one step at a time. It may be a journey I got to travel, but I'm just going to do this in the moment with what I can do, with the steps I got, with the shoes that's on my feet and the clothes that's on my back.
Yep, pretty much. And staying just grounded. Like that's important too. Stay grounded. You got to make sure you're in the moment, like Soli was saying. You know, you got to make sure you're seeing the beauty in the moment. Because there's beauty in every ugly, just like there's ugly in every beauty.
Yep.
You know, you just got to acknowledge it. And why always want to look for the ugly if there's so much beauty, you know?
Exactly. And that goes back to what you were saying, you know, why spend all that time, you know, putting in your beliefs in the negative stuff, your energy in the negativity, when you can be taking that energy, put in the positive stuff.
Yep. There's so much to do out here.
Just AKA creating your reality.
Yeah.
You know, go out there. You know, you don't got no new hobbies. What did you used to like doing when you were younger? What used to bring you happiness? You know, because those aspects don't go away. That is always going to tap you back into happiness.
Yeah, you can't forget the kid in us. We all have a kid in us.
Thank you. Thank you. And a lot of people in this society is taught, oh, you're an adult now. You got to act this way. You got to look like this. You got to speak like that. No, 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 no. Don't forget who the little kid inside you is. You know, that's the truest, most purest, most innocent form that you were, that you are.
Yeah.
And that child doesn't die. We just get older, more mature. But no one to go back in and come out and play. No one to come back in and, you know, have a whole heart, have that loving heart, loving like a child. No one loves like children loves. Mm-hmm. And that's what this world has a lot of lack. You know, if everyone took that time to tap back in them and go back to being that little happy-go-lucky child that they were and just want to play and spread love and joy and positivity and just want to smile, do you not realize how happy this place would be?
Very.
So don't ever lose touch of your inner child.
No, that's ever. Very important. It's very, very important.
Remember who you are. Remember where you came from. Remember that you're doing the best you can in this day. And be proud of yourself because you're not where you were last year. You're not where you were 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You're doing it.
Exactly. And don't be scared of change.
Yes.
Change is very important. Change helps us learn who we are.
Yes. You know? And change can be beautiful. A lot of people look at it as a bad way because things are changing. No, change can be a very beautiful thing if you allow it to be.
Mm-hmm. Even when it feels like a nightmare. You know, I've been in situations where my life was changing and I felt like I was in a nightmare. Like, oh my God, why is this happening to me? But you know what? That change had to happen because it had to put me in my place. It had to put me in the, you know, to stay grounded in my path. It had to remind me, like, you're on a path. things aren't always going to be pretty. Things aren't always going to go how you want it to go. But you know what? It's a reason for everything. So embrace the change.
Yep, there's beauty in the ashes. So embrace the change, you guys. Trust the process. Trust life. Believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Believe in the beautiful things that's in life and what's coming for you. And just know everything's going to be okay.
Yep, everything's going to be A-okay. Stay true, stay you.
Yep, stay true and stay true to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we thank you guys so much for listening in. You guys have a wonderful week. And, you know, stay in love and stay in light and stay up.
Yep. And thanks for listening to Soul Sisters.
Bye, guys.
Bye.